Jones Radio, that's where I want to be. Radio Reverb, wouldn't you agree? Pete Jones Radio, that's where I want to be. And I will listen for the rest of my life. Say, I will listen for the rest of my life. Pete Jones Radio.
We thought, without much further aplomb and ado, we would welcome the band. Well, two-thirds of the band, of course. We've got Annex the Moon here. And they, I'm not sure if their miming skills were going to come across perfectly on the radio. But, Jamie, hello, sir.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
I am so well. It almost hurts. It does. Now, what is going on? You've got a phenomenal setup. You know we're not sort of used to this kind of caliber.
I'm not used to this sort of caliber either, really.
Are you not?
No.
does that mean this doesn't normally reach your standards, or it exceeds?
It absolutely exceeds my standards.
Seriously?
But this is, I believe,
yes,
in most part due to the the arrival of our guitar player, young Jake over here.
He is young.
He is young, yes.
He's of late had a birthday, I do believe.
Is that true?
Apparently it is.
Oh, good God. He didn't invite me to his party.
Ah, no, okay.
Oh, yes, I did.
Actually,
by the gift of Facebook.
The Facebook, you see, that's the thing. If you don't go on that thing, you miss an awful lot of life.
That's fair enough. Fair enough.
Yes, of course, we've got Jamie, we've got Jake. Joe, apparently, is flying down the A23. Please, if you are an officer of the Lure, look the other way for the next 20 minutes while Joe gets here, if that's okay.
He is on a thoroughbred horse, I believe.
Is he?
All the way from Ascot.
Do you know, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he won today? Was he betting?
He's not a betting man.
He's not a betting man. There you go. Text us, of course, if you know any of these people. 07909 547336. So, how long has Jake been with Annex the Moon? Jake Smith, of course.
Jake dived on board about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yes.
There was a call for help, both mentally and physically, of course. And he's been rehearsing with us, and we have been sort of taking a little bit of a sabbatical whilst we're back up to speed.
So the physical call for help, obviously. How's the mental call for help?
It's been challenging.
Really?
It is.
Seriously?
That's for sure.
Yeah. Now, you were here, I would say, virtually this time last year.
Uh-huh.
And the decorations, because obviously last year we went well over the top. Do you approve this year of the Christmas decos in the Brighton Reverb studios?
It's still early days, isn't it?
Yes, thank you for that. Yes, it is early days.
If there were any more plugs, we could bring some fairy lights.
Oh, you and your fairies. You see, that's the thing. That's why he's good to be in the band.
I believe Spartan would be a word that we could use here.
I haven't seen that show, but it sounds beautiful. Next week, maybe, we can all go Spartan. And just see where it takes us, you know? Would that be tassels as well?
Well, that would be more tartan than Spartan.
Oh, the tartan Spartans.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Are you in that band still?
Unfortunately, it was inappropriate.
Yes, well, that's
the 1970s penchant.
That has never stopped you in the past, my friend. So, with what we thought we'd do, because, you know, Joe, he's kind of integral, but not that important, to be honest. We thought we'd just crack on. And we've locked the doors, so even if he does pitch up, forget it. He's out of the band.
Oh,
it's a two-piece from now on. Joe, if you're listening, we love you, but yeah, I know you're
absolutely
not listening.
Well, in this song we're going to do, he would usually provide a very, very beautiful throb.
Oh, listen, how hard can it be? I'm going to step up and have a go. It can't be that difficult, can it? What are you going to crack into a track already? That's what a good idea.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Do it, man.
You guys
are so ready it hurts. What are you going to play?
It's an old favourite of mine.
Yes.
It's called Silence.
Oh, I love this track. Folks, we've got Annex the Moon playing live for us on The Pete Jones Show.
If I got my way, got your way. Next time there won't be a next time if you got your way. if you got your way. Another fine old day. And if you had doubt, I doubt you'd share it. Withhold my words concerning all of that doubt. Just please hold out another silent day. Another sigh, hooray. If I got my way and you got your way, next life there won't be a next life if we got our way. If we got our way, another silent day. Another sigh, hooray.
That is a groovy thing. That is a song we know pretty well. It's Cylons from Annex the Moon. I've got it on this little EP here. It was sort of 8-tracker. Is that an EP, an LP, or an album? What is that?
An HELP.
Good.
Cry for.
Thank you. There you go, you see. Fun and all that one. What is going on in the world of Annex the Moon? I know you've got a gig coming up next Friday.
Uh-huh.
December the 15th. If you're listening to one of the endless repeats over Christmas, I do apologise. It's gonna get a little bit repetitive where you're going to miss every gig we mention. But from now, we are in the present. And Friday, December the 15th, seems like, 11 days away, probably.
It does, something like that, yeah.
And NW5, that sounds like London. Whereabouts in London?
We'll be playing all the way up in Tufnell Park.
Yeah, that's very wise. Yes.
At a venue called Aces and Eights.
Got it here, yeah. Aces and Eights. Tell me about Aces and Eights. What's the deal?
Yeah, it's a groovy Americana-type bar, and we're supporting their in-house fantastic band, Norton Money.
Norton Money.
Very lovely.
You see, Aces and Eights, Norton Money, mm-hmm. London, Tufnell Park. That's about it. You see, what else do you need to know? 8 o'clock, of course.
Uh-huh. We'll be kicking it off.
Are you recruiting a crowd?
Oh, yeah. No, we're expecting a little bit of a humdinger.
Yeah.
Being a bit of a Christmas special as well, I would imagine.
Oh, okay. So how Christmassy are you going to make this?
As Christmassy as will be allowed by Father Christmas.
Really? What is what?
I don't know.
What's he on about?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue.
Okay. Well, you know,
we haven't discussed this yet.
It being 10 days before Christmas, they're going to expect a little bit of jingle jangle.
They may well be, but I'll be away in Poland before that.
Right. So stacking up on your VOD.
I believe that's what they do over there.
I believe that's what they do. Yes,
and build very well.
Do they? Yes, they do. They're very
fantastic.
Good.
A lot better than ours.
Now, Jake, you were threatening us, and I know this isn't going to happen tonight, but you were threatening us with a Crimbo classic. What was it going to be?
Well, my favourite Crimbo classic, other than the guilty pleasure of Maria Carey, is a recent discovery of a song called "I Am Santa Claus," which is basically along to the tune of "Iron Man" by the Mighty Black Sabbath. So it starts out with "I am Santa Claus" and just goes downhill from there. But me and the kids love it.
Yeah, well, I can see that. Jamie's face somehow is sort of burying in a sort of sweaty shake.
Well,
so could that be on the cards in Tufnell Park?
You never know, Pete.
No,
I don't. Never know what will happen between now and then.
You've obviously heard this show, because I never know.
we did try some Black Sabbath at a rehearsal the other day. Jamie was most put out.
On a trip back very recently from Malaga, I sat next to a lady who was apparently the ex-wife of Tony Iommi.
Iommi.
Don't ever say anything bad about Tony Iommi, because he's really hard and he chases you and he never lets it lie, is what I've heard.
Can I just say, it sounds like Jamie is permanently on the run, Malaga, Poland. What's going on? What's going on with that passport of yours?
It's got to be renewed next year.
It
will be Irish, obviously.
Clearly.
In the latest context of what's going on.
I'm trying to get my son an Irish passport. He's totally legit. He can have one, but I just need to get it done, really. It's not for me to do. That's the thing.
Get it done,
not
Pete.
Not being Irish myself, but he has all
to be
credentials.
Sure.
Exactly, exactly. Yes, of course, you know, before the wall goes up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
500 kilometres of wall. Isn't that a song by some Scottish duo?
It's going to be a beautiful wall.
It's going to be a beautiful wall.
I've never heard it proclaimed before in my life.
Can we get the Mexicans over just to build that wall? Wouldn't that be funny? Oh,
what if they paid for our wall in Ireland?
So good. That would be awesome. That sounds like a good gig to go and see. Is there kind of a Brighton coach going up? We need to harness the Annex crowd.
I absolutely hope so. I'm hoping that that Jake and Joe especially will be calling upon their fellow friends.
Their nearest and their dearest.
Absolutely.
Of course. And they know who they are, of course.
We know who they are.
Well, actually, we do as well, yeah. Uh-huh. That's true. Yeah, they're only a click away.
Hello, Luca and Sassy.
Now, if they are still up, which is, I would hope they are, it's not even six, for crying out loud. It feels like midnight here.
You'd be surprised at Victorian Dad here.
Yeah, yes, of course, that's true. Are they allowed to be up this late? If Luca and Sassy are listening, a big hello to you, of course. Even if they're not listening, a huge hello. Let us know, 07909-547-336, if you are listening and out there and doing all that sort of stuff. Now, we are waiting for the third elusive member of Annex the Moon, who has yet to find out he's been fired from this. Because, I mean, I was pretty good on the keyboards on that last one. I mean, did anyone notice the join? Seriously?
I could hear it.
Thank you. Do you want to do another track? Because you're more than welcome. I mean, hello, mic's up.
Let's pull that over there.
We're going to lower mic 3, just so you know. And then I'm going to do that thing I do every week and cut my nose on this thing What are you going to play for us, my friends?
This is also off that EP. It's called... it's off an EP called The Sounds of Shapes to Come.
Have you, just before you kick in, have you been back to a studio? And is there something ready for us in 2018?
Actually, there is something on the horizon. My good Annex friend in Birkenhead, Philly.
Yes.
My partner in crime.
Yes.
Producer is. We've just finished recording Full Stop, which will be our next release.
Okay.
To be out on all good online stores.
To be sure. Yes.
On the 31st of January.
Okay.
Which is a blue moon.
Who knew? It wasn't last night, was it? It was a kind of a huge thing.
Big moon. There will be
enormous,
a big moon
great lump
as well.
Of cheese up there. Anytime you want us to have a copy of that and play it.
Oh yes, pre-launch, you're on our list.
Don't let me know.
Don't you worry, Peter.
In the meantime, thank you, sir. I feel quite special when you call me Peter. In the meantime, or am I being told off? I don't know. Who cares? What was this track called again?
Soon.
I was listening.
It was based on a Fat Larry's band.
Oh, I don't mind a bit of them.
Zoom.
As in Zoom, yeah. Actually, I do mind.
If I had the time for every moment that mattered, would you let it happen? And if we chanced accidentally to discover one another, then it's now, never again. Down, forever and then. Soon, when the heavens opened up again, I'll be waiting, and soon, do I have to trawl these waves forever, an endless age of endeavor? If I had a plan to hold together, could we try, please make it better for you and I in the time it takes for everything to change? Does it matter if it's now, never again? Down, forever and then. I hear it coming soon, when the heavens opened up again, I'll be waiting, and soon, do I have to trawl these waves forever, an endless age of endeavor?
Beautiful, baby. All the way to the end there, sir. All the way. Keep going till it finishes. What?
Hello. Absolutely.
That's absolutely gorgeous. Well, you know, it's live, isn't it?
That's for sure.
That was the gorgeous Soon from Annex the Moon's EP. How do people get hold of this gorgeous thing's 8-track?
Well, that's a little bit of a compilation that we put together, mainly for promotional scenarios, for lack of another word. But you can certainly go online, go onto Spotify, go onto iTunes, Bandcamp, go and have a listen. If you like it, please, you know.
And is that do you tend to do that track by track, or are people buying hard copies with the gorgeous cover and all that?
Well, you can buy them track by track if you want. But I think at some point in the next year we'll be releasing an album. And so, yeah, certainly keep your ears to the ground for that.
So that album, would it be made up of these 8 tracks plus, or you got a whole stack of new stuff coming?
Oh, I think there'll be a couple of faves off what we've already done, but certainly a new stack
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Grand.
Where do you go to record all this stuff? Is it kind of home produced?
Absolutely. Well, yes.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Mostly.
You guys are so talented.
Mostly. But I do have my good friend, as I say, my fellow Mooner.
Oh, yes.
Philly, up in Birkenhead. Hi, Phil, if you're there listening.
Yes.
And he's wonderful. He's a tip-top producer.
Phil, if you are listening and vaguely sober and can handle a mobile, do text us 07909-547-336. Always like to say hi to Birkenhead. I've actually been there a few times.
Jerk in bed.
I beg your who? How dare you, sir? You know we're still on. All that sort of naughty talk. So, hi, Philly, of course. Good man, you. So is it hard to get you guys all together? Is it a rare thing?
It is rare. It is rare, but we, you know...
Especially with Southern Rail.
Well, yes, that's true. I didn't know they went to Birkenhead, but they might as well. They might as well, for crying out loud. They don't go anywhere else.
Exactly. Exactly.
They might start somewhere. So that's all very exciting. Annex the Moon, 2018, brand new album. You heard it here first, of course. That means we've got to get you back in next year, where there might be more Christmas decorations. I know. Seriously.
I hope so. And you can remember your bottle next time.
Oh, really? What does that mean? I don't know. Do you mean there's no drinks flying?
Not that I would be expecting that sort of thing.
Now, you know, we haven't quite got a license on this premises, but you're right.
See.
No, we're not in the Christmas spirit, though, are we? You know, I mean,
what Jake means is we are unbelievably sober, and that is a rare thing. I think by this time last year in the session, no one could actually see anymore.
I'd rather a bottle in front of me than a frontal.
Exactly. Thank you. Le Botte. See? You see?
That's why he writes the words.
You can't make this stuff up. I just wish you could. Do you want to crack on with another live track?
Oh, we're with that. Should we give Joe a chance?
I'm always. If you want to sing that, that's fine. But
all we are saying.
Yes.
There's a huge van
that's kind of reversing its way into our open market. But I don't think Joe's going to come crashing out the back of it, sort of airplane style, and appear on the front of a newspaper. I don't think it's going to happen.
He might get here. Let's give him a chance.
Yeah, no, I'm up for that. Do you want to do a quick cover, by the way? Have you got anyone under your sleeve? Because we've already ruled out Santa. Screaming down the...
Do you know what? Go on.
What? Go on.
I'll give you a cover.
It looks like Jake's going to leave the building at this point.
Only because, as a busker, I tend to do this sort of nonsense.
Yes.
So, here we go. This.
But by the way, where's your favourite busking spot?
Well, when I leave Brighton, I go up to London.
Yes.
And I do play on the tubes.
On the tubes themselves. You're the guy that you can't get away from. I love that.
And the guy that they can't switch off.
Well,
they try to occasionally.
It's tricky. How good on you, sir. So do you literally have your cap in your hand and you go around the place? And
No.
What do you mean, no? But how'd you get the money while you're playing, then?
I have my case in front of me.
Okay, on a tube. Oh, not on the train itself.
Oh no, I'm in the station.
Okay. I thought you were the guy going up and down the trains.
No, I'm in the stations.
Oh, what's your favourite station?
Euston. Oh. Always gives me the option of going to see Liverpool when I want.
Really?
The escape is there.
Okay. You don't even need to announce this one. You can just play.
Good time. For a change, seems the look I've had makes a good man bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a very long time. Seems the look I've had makes a good man awfully bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Let me
get what I want this time.
That, they say, is a Christmas song. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
As close as you get for
Christmas.
Well,
let you get what you want this time, of course. The good one goes out to all the kids still up, still listening, still allowed to be up at this unearthly hour of 6.07. playing. If you're listening, by the way, to the repeat on Friday, and you go, what's he on about? It's 1.07. Do apologise for us, harping on about Monday timings. But by the way, you can go and see Annex the Moon. It's really not that far away. It's not. Tufnell Park. You've got to get yourselves on a train. Obviously, check it's going the right direction and working. Then I would say go up to Victoria. Over to Green Park, up to Tufnell. Probably it's on the Piccadilly, I'm guessing. Tufnell Park.
Northern Line.
Thank you. It's on the Northern Line.
High Barnet branch.
Change somewhere.
Come on, Thameslink.
Change somewhere. Thameslink, London Bridge. Laughing. Either way, get yourselves to London. This is December the 15th, a Friday, 8 p.m. By the time you finish work in Brighton, you'll be there. Aces and Eights, which is in Tufnell Park in London, NW5.
Oh, by the way, we were absolutely all raring to go in Brighton. So, we're a bit...
What,
bit
tonight?
Just a bit of a shout-out if anyone wants us...
Oh, that was cheeky, wasn't it? Wasn't that cheeky? What, a little Christmas special? What, in your little stockings? What is going on?
Oh, quite possibly.
Hello. Who knew? It was throw us a Google. But next gig in Brighton, any ideas? Is that the shout? Is that the
question?
That
was
the request.
Give us a gig.
Okay, so there you go. If you've loved what you've heard so far, Annex the Moon, there for you, my friends. Norton Money, what's all that mean?
Oh, they're great. It was an old currency, I believe, Norton Money was. But they're fantastic. The lead singer, Dan's a fellow busker of myself.
Oh, okay.
And he's American, he's Californian himself. But they're lovely. It will be a nice juxtaposition.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic night, to be honest.
It's going to be, as the Beach Boys would say... God only knows. Oh, sorry. Fun.
Yes. Right. I wasn't good. I wasn't sure where you're going. What's the entry on the door? Is it? Did you have any ideas?
Well, it's a big door, I should say.
So you can. It swings both ways.
It swings both ways,
good.
And I believe it's five.
Yes.
Poons.
Yes. To be honest, by the time you get there and it's six, you're not going to not pay, are you? Let's be honest. If you've made your way up to Tuffers, you're in. Quite frankly.
To be honest, it put me off. But anyway,
what the five or the six?
Six.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. But I was only in a Brighton pub the other day, bought two pints, £10. £10?
Good grief.
I put down a tenner and the chap said, it's not enough. I said, it's plenty, my friend. Not enough. What's going on? So what I'm saying is you get to see two bands for the price of a Brighton pint. There you go. So listen, my friends. Yes, I know we're waiting on Joe, and that's fine because he's a lovely man and he's worth the wait.
He is.
Do you want to tinkle and tweakle and do another track? Have you got anything lined up? Because, the floor is yours. Or, you know what I could do?
Go on.
I could either go to a CD track or I could just play another couple of tracks. But we're in the kind of Annex mood. So, I'm happy. I've never been happy.
Feel free to play something off the CD.
No, he says that. And he just chucks that in there as if I'm all ready.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, it's fine. No, it's fine.
No. But I'll play somebody else's CD. That might jump.
Don't stop. Watch we play. I'll do a CD track. You choose, my friends. Spin the wheel and see what happens.
Oh, Gardens.
Okay.
That's a bit funky.
So, this is, in case you're wondering, what Annex the Moon sound like on CD.
So much older. You've got other games. I take off my white garments, hang them on a mast. Maybe there's a future. put forth between the past. All for the change, all for the better days. Whatever happened to the places we always went to? What kind of messages did we give out and pay attention to? Those times, it all seems so easy.
Go. That is what they sound like on vinyl, CD, download, whatever you fancy, my friends. You are the purchasers of buying things. That was a sentence. Don't write that down. That was a track called Gardens from Annex the Moon's. It's sort of like it's from one EP. Is it on Ever Meaningless?
It is indeed, yes.
And it's also on this compilation here. You can also buy it as a single track. And would it make a 2018 album, or is that literally new stuff?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have a think about that. I really like that song.
Yeah. It's a goodie. It's a cracker, as they say.
Well, in Northern Ireland, yeah.
Oh, right. Thank you. Now, do you guys want to tinkle around? I know Joe's is sort of around the corner. He's listening, apparently, on Dab Dab Dab. So, hello.
It's good to know he's listening, isn't it?
It's lovely, because I don't think we've been that rude. Have we been that rude?
Certainly not. His keyboard's there in the corner.
I am imagining him here.
It's
like an homage. If only we'd bought a cardboard cutout of the chap, we could have just stuck that around and done a sort of little group shot. I think it would have been beautiful. Do you want to play another track?
I think we should.
Go
yeah.
on.
This is a song. It's a song. Yeah. We're going to play a song called Lives Off Mars.
Right, yes, that is off the second EP, Cylon.
It is.
Joe will be sad because this has his keyboard so low.
Well, do you know what? In which case, let's play Stay a Little While.
There you go.
Instead, because at least it gives the option or the opportunity.
Now, I don't know this track. Is this a new one?
It is a new one, yeah.
There you go. By the way, guys, you can go and see Annex the Moon. Get yourselves up to Tufnell Park on the 15th of December. It would help if I didn't fade my own mic down there. 15th of December.
Are you coming, please?
Aces and Aces. What?
Are you coming?
Yeah. Yeah. 15th of December. I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing on the 15th of December. I'm actually on a gig. I'm on a job of my own,
okay.
Sadly.
No
in
worries.
The evening in Chichester. Thank you for asking. This is Annex the Moon.
This is a very new song.
It's a new song.
Jake's just been really learning it in the last day or two.
There you go.
Here we go.
So, Joe, if you're listening, what do I do with this keyboard? This one and that one. Okay, just that one. I'm sure I can do that. Okay, well.
Here we go.
The new member of Annex the Moon. Thank you.
Open the window. Can't you feel the breeze? I'm a asleep and it's early. It's dark outside, won't you come here? So please. Share your smile with me. Close your eyes and dream. I'll be here for the time being. Stay a little while. Close the curtains. I can see the lamplight. Wait an hour, watch the sunrise. Oh, it's a beautiful sight here. So please. Share your smile with me. Close your eyes and dream. I'll be here for the time being. Stay a little while. Stay a little while. It's such a beautiful sight. Love her? Do you miss her? Do you really want to see her again? I think you better wait till the next world, when she's gonna be a part of your plan, and it's grand. Do you love her? Do you miss her? Do you really want to see her again? I think you better wait till the next world, when she's gonna be a part of your plan, and it's grand. Close your eyes and dream. I'll be here for the time being. Your eyes and dream. I'll be here for the time. Close your eyes and dream. I'll be here for the time being. But just stay a little while. Stay a little while. It's such a beautiful sight. Such a beautiful sight. Such a beautiful sight.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Everyone, all you good folks of Brighton, we'll be thinking of you. Santa will be visiting you, you know that. Just remember to annex your moon this Christmas.
Hi, this is Paul Diello, and you're listening to the Pete Jones,
Pete Jones,
Pete Jones,
Pete Jones
Show.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to the Pete Jones Show. Thank you. That was Christmas. We did it. We got there. Woo-hoo! We promised them Christmas. They got Christmas. They won't go home hungry or anything else. They won't go home thirsty either. So they might go home Joe-less, and that could be a terrible thing. Terrible thing.
No show Joe.
No show Joe. The two J's taking over the annex of the moon. So you, I've been listening to the gorgeous Jamie and Jake here from Annex the Moon. Obviously, Joe, well, I don't know, the horse thing and the car and the traffic and the parking. Here, we're going to hang out for him, by the way. We're not saying goodbye, 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 goodbye. So that was lovely. You went festive there. Beautiful. Thank you. So that is a gorgeous song, by the way. If you got a copy of that, I wouldn't mind one of them.
That will be coming out possibly on the next album.
He's all talking. He's all talk, this chap. He's all talk. we need a little bit of coffee there. So what is going on with the writing? Are you done? Do you think you've got enough for the album? You just need to put it all down?
Oh, God. It never stops. The torture never stops.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so glad to hear it. Are you kind of, are you always thinking of writing? Are you always in the groove?
Well, I've got nothing better to do, to be honest, Pete.
Well, you said it.
Yeah.
He is very inspiring, actually, without me being blowing too much smoke up his arse.
Yes.
He does quite often turn up to rehearsals and he's going, I've got this little thing.
Yes.
And I say, you know, I'm really sorry, Jeremy, but have you got any songs?
Yes, I know, bless.
No, it comes on with lots of stuff.
Yeah, so you see,
thank you very much.
It doesn't always fall to AC/DC and Black Sabbath.
Okay, covers. Okay. And what happens when that happens, do you and Joe kind of then go, well, let's see what we can do with it, or, you know, just dismiss it out of hand, or
I think the songs are 99% there normally when Jamie brings them to us, but the arrangement is pretty open, and we Joe's pretty good at finding some squelchy noises. I try and pretend that I'm still in AC/DC.
Yes.
And somewhere in the middle we end up with something quite unusual, I think.
Annex the Moon is born
Annex
again.
Annex the Moon happens.
There you see, it's a gorgeous thing.
Oh yeah, and obviously in modern parlance, a shout out.
Oh, hello.
To drummer Jack.
Drummer Jack.
And bassist Simon.
Okay.
Who couldn't join us this evening?
I don't know why. There's plenty of room for them.
Yeah.
Going on?
Well, absolutely.
They could have played outside in the fruit market,
of course,
didn't they?
Dave Ovett would have moved over a little bit. He would have, squeezed some bacon off that top shelf and made some space, I think, for the fresh local eggs. Anyone being down to the open market, that is what we are opposite. We're opposite all that stuff, the Ovetts and this little piggy. This little piggy, never seen that open. No idea what goes on in there, but it's a little bit unfortunate that it's right next to Dave Ovett and his bacon. So I think maybe that's why it's closed. I don't know.
So you also have to say thank you to the guy next door.
Thank you to the guy
next unusual
door.
Bric-a-brac store, because he lent us a multi-way adapter for our plugs that without him, we'd have been struggling. Although, actually, the main reason we need it was for Joe, and he's not here.
Sure. Well, it's quite apt that you're giving him a bit of a plug.
Hey, come on. I'm not sure he would like the bric-a-brac thing. I'm sure he's a class. I don't know what he sells. Is it bric-a-brac?
I don't know.
I think it's fancy dress stuff and bits and bobs. I'll be honest.
That sounds a class above.
Yes, I think possibly. I do not know. Listen, fellas, we're still on air. Bizarre, isn't it? Would you like to play another song and maybe Joe can crash in and do some sort of little flurry on the keyboards as he falls over us on his way in?
Well, let me get this quickly in tune. Have you
what?
Give us. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Do you know where your
that sounds like?
Give us your F.
Looking back and when.
Go on, Pete. Give us your F. Somebody give me an F.
This is creativity in action, my friends. This show just doesn't stop giving. It's so give. What, you want another jingle? Seriously? Okay. Well, this is a cute one. We'll do a little jingle with it. I don't know.
Sorry.
There's just one thing that I always listen to. It's Radio Reba, Pete Jones' radio show.
Indeed, yes you do. Thanks Phil for that. I'm up for it, always up and ready. I tell you what, I'm going to be so in need of a pint at the end of this. What are we doing?
Well, the eternal question. It's called Lives Off Mars.
Not
Lives on Mars.
I don't suppose we've got a live tracker on that Joe man, have we, JM? Because,
No.
He's probably screaming at the phone.
We do miss a bit of Joe on this, we can only imagine the solo. Okay. I'm hoping, Joe, if you're out there, just whistle the solo in the car.
You can go whistle.
And it goes, no, it's a beautiful solo. I'll be whistling it in my head.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that works for all of us.
Ways of the world that weigh on your own. Why not avoid the heavier load? Who was a lighthouse? Who was a storm? Oh, a question was born. The call of the wild, a calling foretold. Time to address the infinite role. I'll be the lighthouse and you'll crash ashore. A question of life, no wonder we long for our lives of Mars. What does it say about us? What must they ever discuss? High in the heavens above, high in the depths of your love. The courtroom awaits, a jury it stands. One last mistake with blood on the hands, but our story's lost in some judicial farce. A victimless crime, no wonder they talk of our lives. Of our love.
Happy Christmas, everyone. For you, Joe.
Oh, bless him. Do you remember him? Lovely chat with me. Life on Mars there from, I would say, the second EP, Cylons, from Annex the Moon. I've got this little compilation here. Beautiful song. I love that. I dig that out a lot, actually, that track. That and Jed the Humanoid, of course.
Ah, of which course is his granddaddy's.
A gorgeous granddaddy cover. I do like your version, though, I have to say. When you are writing, and I don't know, I'm not accusing you of anything here at all, but does other stuff bleed in? What would you say if you sort of influenced you in your sort of songwriting oeuvre? That's a French egg, by the way.
Oh, I like that. Well, I love all my harmony stuff, so
I don't know, the Beach Boys, obviously. When I was at university, I used to listen to a lot of Nick Drake.
Yes.
So that was lovely. But I obviously can't write like him. But I adored the Smiths.
Yes.
I really did. Yes. He's gone in. Well, there is a boo over there from
yes,
Jake.
But he can boo. Let him boo. You know, we live in a democracy. Just
about. Yes. Apparently. Just about.
52-48, whatever.
I think it's a good surname.
What, Smiths?
What, Morrissey?
Smith.
Smith.
Oh, not the Smiths.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
I see. Neither of us
were thinking that.
No.
Straight over. Vroom. So, yes, a little bit of the Smiths. So that was the 80s, really, for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, although I'm not a massive fan of the 80s.
No, but the Smiths were the 80s, is what I'm saying.
Oh, no. That was it?
Yes.
As far as I was concerned, you know. Yeah. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible decade for music.
And yet, you can, you know, that was 83 to 87. You can dig out stuff that was around, the in and out of the stuff that the dross that we consider other.
Oh, Dross. Other. No, not Dross.
Whatever. I think they've reformed, actually, Dross.
Moving on. Okay.
Yes. I agree. I mean, when I was at college, I was mostly listening to the late 60s, early 70s. So
absolutely. I've just been listening to a lot of Frank Zappa again.
Okay.
And I've been trying to work out in my head whether it's appropriate or not.
Okay.
You know,
if you're listening, it's not appropriate.
Yes. Oh, is it not?
No, not really.
Shake Your Booty is not an album you're allowed to listen to.
And nor are the album covers ones you should really look at too often.
Okay.
My Flesh is just about acceptable.
Sorry, well, kids, go and buy Tubular Bells instead then.
Yes, well, there you go. If you are listening, text us, of course, 07909-5473-36. You can say hi to the guys. You can say hi to Joe as he crashes through the door. Who knows? I've never seen a session where half the band, well, the two guys here, are just looking through the window while they're playing. Jamie was half the time. I don't know, is it the law out there that you're worried about, or is it just the fact that Joe might pitch up at any moment?
I think it's that it was really annoying having to bring all Joe's gear down here.
Yes, that hurt.
And now we're still going to have to take it back.
That hurt. Well, we are in the open market. I'm sure we can get a good price for it.
Yeah. I have nothing but total respect for the law.
Good. Really?
Can I reiterate that?
I don't know.
I really, really do have a lot of respect for you all out there.
This man is so on the run, it hurts. Yeah,
what was the name of that shop opposite you?
I have no idea. What, you mean the Little Piggy or Dave O'Fair?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
So you're telling Little Porky's good. Would you like, you know what, the floor is yours. One more track and then we'll bid you farewell.
Do we know another song?
Of course, yeah, you know, a ton and a half.
What do you want to go for?
Seems
do another
what's
jingle.
That? Oh, another jingle. He's asking for...
Do,
okay, well...
Now.
Oh, okay, well, what have we got? Have we done that one? Yeah, we've done that one. We don't think we did that one. This is a good one.
Pete John's Radio, tune in, drop out. Yeah, listening to Radio Reverse, and here's your singing star, Mike Ross.
Pete John's Radio, tune in, drop out.
Hi, we're Half Hour Hotel.
And you're listening to the Pete Jones Show on Radio Reverb. And you're listening to the Pete Jones Show on Radio Reverb.
There you go. It's enough shaky egg for you, my friends. Okay, well, that was a little interlude. And now, folks, without much more, of course, please, I beg you. Oh, Annex the Moon in the house, ready to play. What are you going to do, by the way?
Well, we're going to give this a go.
Bless your heart. Look at them. I mean, this is... I tell you what.
Could be a shambles.
Never have you earned the joy of buying me a pint later more than this. I tell you. It's good. Where are we going after this? Are you going to play live like you did last time? Or are you just going to collapse in a pint of beer?
I'm going to be collapsing in a pint of beer.
Okay. Well, if we can keep you in the Fest City for, you know, for the, how long does it take? Oh, hello, he's gone, it's rock and roll. The guitars, the amps
what are you doing, Jake?
Thrown out the window. He's on the floor.
What the heck are you doing? Are you searching for... We, you are, aren't you? You've got it.
We need a paramedic, I think.
He searched for it. He's found it.
He's got it. Look at that slide. Yeah. Okay. What are you going to play? Last track.
It's an acoustic version of a song that we're hopefully going to be... Well, we are going to release. It's called Full Stop.
This is Annex the Moon, my friends.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
In the day, you were harmless, I was blind. Full stop. I heard you say that it played upon your mind, but it didn't. Full stop.
Hang on. Let's bring him in. Let's bring you in. Well, get behind that.
Oh,
man.
I don't know.
You've got 1 minute.
I knew we'd have a whole lot of firsts tonight, but this was not one I was anticipating. So there you go. That was. Do you know what? That was really good. It's a shame there's a. You know, I don't think you need that third guy. What's his name again? Joe. I don't think you need it because that was. Oh right, he's here. Okay, everyone's. Pay attention, folks. The man, the legend that is Joe Munro, is in the house. Oh my God!
We are still on air.
He's dressed up for the occasion, of course. Look at that. He's on. We're not doing silence anymore, of course. He's
full stop.
Full stop, my friend. Yeah, everyone, you know, and stuff. I tell you what we'll do. Look, get this, right? You ready for this? You ready? Oh, yeah.
Hey, this is Paul from Hardcore Troubadour. You are listening to The Pigeon Show Radio Reverb.
That's all you get. That's it. That's your interlude.
You got it.
Joe, you are such a gorgeous man, and thank God you're here because we've no idea how we're going to carry this lot home.
Let's hear you play. Go on. Give him a bit of vault. Go on. Yeah, right then. Let's see how that works.
Okay, take two. Should we do full stop again?
Let's give it a go.
Oh, I love
a little bit slow.
That's so cool.
One, two, three.
Down, boy.
Back in the day, you were harmless, I was blind. Full stop. You'd often say that it played upon your mind, but it didn't. Full stop. It didn't. Full stop. It didn't. It didn't. You can't hide yourself, it's a war. But this show, it ain't over. Drive to the wall or get burned, 'cause this show, it ain't over.
Back down.
Back in the day, when luck was on your side, full stop. I heard you say it would open up your mind, but it didn't. Full stop. It didn't. Full stop. Well, it didn't. It didn't. Time may abide,
But this show, it ain't over. But you can hide when this show, it ain't over. You can't hide yourself, it's a war. When this show, it ain't over. To ride to the wall or get burned, 'cause this show, it ain't over.
Do that again, boys. Smoke on the water, yeah.
I kind of forgotten how many you'd written, actually. Of course, Smoke on the Water was what annexed the moon track. As is Full Stop. Is that the end? Is that it? Should we do one more thing with Joe? Come on. Come on, dig deep, my friends. Dig deep. The man has just driven from Guildford, for crying out loud. And I'm halfway through posting something on Facebook. So do something while I finish me admin.
Let's do Jed.
Yes, Jed, it's a humanoid. It's all in D minor, of course. Now he's tell us that it's obvious. D minor, of course it's in D minor. Last track from Annex the Moon.
Have you got it up there?
Guys, you can go and see Annex the Moon playing live at Tufnell Park, whether you need to, of course. They've done the whole set and more. December the 15th, up in London, Aces and Eights in Tufnell Park. Hopefully a Brighton gig pretty soon and a new album in 2018 and all the rest. Annex the Moon, we adore you. My friends, adore you, adore, we adore. Are you ready?
Are you ready, Joe? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Wait there. Hang on, there, Peter. Hang on. We might do something else. Is that one good for you? We might have to do something else. What would you like to do, Joe?
Name us some more of the songs. We'll tell you where we've done.
Kept cutting out in the car, so I'm not entirely sure what we've
done. This is Patrick Naylor. You are listening to The Pete Jones Show on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
Okay, then I think we've found a song we can do.
Well, you see, no one could have said that more beautiful than you. What are you chosen to do?
But rather than do the cover that we were going to do,
of course,
which Joe, for copyright reasons
on Reverb, I wouldn't worry about it.
For
but
copyright,
anyway.
We'd rather not do.
Okay, fair
it's
enough.
It's only purely for that because you know.
Yes,
he's a very sensitive man.
Time, yes.
This is Money, Cars, and Big Cigars.
Good.
1, 2, 3.
Both lost track of the score, but who's counting? Now our debts are mounting. You tell me you still need more. Letters pile up by the door. I know what you're thinking. Now our ears are ringing with the sound of you sharing your thoughts. Oh, now you think you've got it all worked out. No money, cars, or big cigars for me. Oh, now you think you've got it all worked out. No money, cars, or big cigars for me. Thank you.
things that we need, got to have them, not just read about them, watching our hopes hit the floor. Living the dream to the last, but this spending, well, it's never ending. Letters pile up by the door. Oh, now you think you've got it all worked out. No money, cars, or big cigars for me. For me, no money, cars, or big cigars. For me, you think you've got it all worked out.
You so do. That is Money Cars from Annex the Moon, their 38th track tonight. Thank you so much, guys, for playing your little socks off. I think you are more than entitled to buy me a drink later, so well done, you. Thanks, Joe, for pitching up and just ripping up some tarmac from between here and Guildford, of course. There was mention of a horse, but let's not go there. Guys, thank you so
That's
much.
That's more to do with these. Anyway, thank you very much for having us, Peter.
It's so much a pleasure. It hurts. Please go and see them. Tufnell Park. We've got about 10 minutes left of the show, so shall we crack on? Thanks, guys. Annex the Moon. You heard them. And you know what? Who would have thought that that was a live session? What a fantastic band they are.
Pete Jones Radio, that's where I want to be. Radio Reverb, wouldn't you agree? Jones Radio, that's where I wanna be, and I will listen for the rest of my life. Said I will listen for the rest of my life. Pete Jones Radio.